As you know, we're beginning in this reading of the gospel to be in the midst of what's called our Lord's missionary discourse. Collection of things our Lord said to those he set out to preach. Now the first reading is, as you saw, heard, was from the book of Genesis again, severely edited to make room. So I really do advise you to read it. How many people read Joseph yesterday? Look at that. That was pretty good. 3 out of 30. See if we can boost it up this time. This is the word of God. And if you read it, it will change your life. It will help you. It will transform your life. Understand? This is not just an edifying tale. The rhythm of this is very interesting, isn't it? Huh? Here is somebody betrayed by his brothers, sold into slavery, taken care of by God, who ultimately turns out to be the savior of his people. And the last line, huh? And this will come once more. This is still chapter 45. The key is in chapter 50, the same line, but here, they're afraid. Now we're going to get it, you know. They're afraid. And the next time, after Jacob dies, they say, well, now that our father is dead, now we're going to get it. Now he's going to go after us. You see how evil hurts the evildoer more than anybody else. They're living in total fear, total self-condemnation. They can't believe a brother whom they serve, sold, is going to forgive them. And so he says there something a little bit different, but it's the same. It was really for the sake of saving lives that God sent me here ahead of you. There were people who must have run up to Jesus, risen from the dead, as he was there in Jerusalem, and apologized. And he said, don't you understand? That was for your salvation. Be at peace. The power of the love of God to change evil into good. And that's the story. Remember, this is our Bible. This isn't the Old Testament. This is our Bible, and that's instructing us on the mystery of salvation. And here we have this urgency. Go out and preach. Tell people. And expect to be accompanied by signs and wonders. Why don't we see signs and wonders? Because we're not preaching the gospel. Pretty simple. Well, how do I know that? Because the gospel changes lives. We have to know the gospel. That is, experience the power of Jesus Christ to change our lives so that when we speak, it's that power that touches lives. That's what it's all about. And so he says, cure the sick, raise the dead. There's this book, Mark has it, I think, collection of 300 proven instances of people being raised from the dead. Rick Thomas used to do it every once in a while. Down in, because he was a man of faith who was preaching the gospel. He didn't have an evangelization program. He had the gospel. See what I mean? And so, raise the dead. Cleanse the lepers. Drive out demons. Not a modern scholar. Poor Jesus, he thought they were demons. Now, they're really just psychologically disturbed. You know, but God, Almighty God incarnate, he doesn't get it. You You see, but we do. Well, then fix them. Well, I can't fix them. I send them to a shrink. Why don't you just pray and heal them? You see, what we're missing is that love for people. They've got to know. Don't take anything with you. And in that culture, you can do that. I've got a suitcase packed upstairs. But you can walk around in that kind of a culture, especially the laws of hospitality, and they will take you in. Now, right now, with all the tension and the enmity, but the East is like that. They'll take you in. See? So walk into a house and say, peace to this house. And wait. See how you feel. Yeah, feel. I can tell you as a priest that most of us can walk into a house and tell you whether they're contracepting or not. I can tell you, would you just know it? There's something hard, there's something, oh, they're charming, they're going to pay you a nice steak, and all, but there's something wrong. And you know it. But those poor people, if you do preach the gospel and they don't take it, it's going to be for them like Sodom and Gomorrah. This is God telling us this. Huh? This is the living, eternal Son of God. Preaching the gospel is that important. I mean, the Lord has raised up all sorts of groups in the history of the church to be preachers. Ordo Predicatorum, the order of preachers. Yeah, to enunciate, to proclaim, to make known the mercy of God. That's why all these healings and exorcisms and deliverances and mercy of God. And that's why His Word is so powerful. I don't know why, but I'm thinking, you know, those guys who tried to do an exorcism. In the name of the Jesus that Paul preaches. You remember that in Acts? They say, you know, we know who Jesus is and we've heard of Paul, but who are you? You see, there's got to be faith and desire to preach the gospel. This is a very beautiful and powerful exhortation. You know, I got to bed really late last night. I'm thinking, as I was waking up this morning, I was thinking, man, I hope nobody sits next to me on this train. I want to sleep. And I thought, you're a great apostle. You're great. Why am I not saying, I hope somebody sits next to me who wants to challenge, you're a priest, you're a pedophile, anything. So that I can tell him about Jesus. Anyway, this is the Apostolic Commission. And it's very beautiful, right? And it goes on tomorrow. Said, I want to tell you the rest of this now. And this is what you get in our feast day today. I'm sending you out like sheep in the midst of wolves. Beware, they'll hand you over, scourge you in their synagogues, led before governors and kings as a witness. Isn't that what happened to Jesus? Exactly. But don't worry. Don't worry about what you're going to say. The Spirit of your Father will be speaking through you. Aquinas takes that line. And he talks about preaching. You remember I've told you already, and then I got to quit, I know. But the Word of God drives out sins and demons, right? The Word of God, when it is animated by the Holy Spirit. And the text that Aquinas uses for don't worry, see, it is the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. There's really a God. And He loves us. And the Father is our Father. And His Spirit will speak through us. Try it out today, someplace. Grocery store, anyplace. Try it out. Win somebody over.